the Rules Administration Committee, which had a order. We have Senate File 3099 before us, and it is here so that we can have a preview of the entire healthcare debate on the floor. No, it's only here to talk about the, there's a couple appointments in the bill related to some commissions that involve legislators. And Senator Burgo is going to point those out. We know page 52 is one of them.
Well, there is really only one.
With legislators?
Right. So if you look at this chart and you see the Healthcare Transformation Commission that is in charge of coordinating and making sure all of the transformation goes smoothly, there are three members appointed by the House and three members by the Senate, and one of each of those three members is a legislator. And that was to make sure that the reform efforts and the implementation has accountability back to the legislature.
So are the ones on the health exchange, those are appointed by the Senate, but that is not a legislator?
Right.
And so the only legislators are these two?
Right.
Okay. And could you just, the Transformation Commission itself, would you, is this the same makeup of the current Transformation Commission?
No. The current Transformation Task Force has expired. And it had a larger number of members. It was 21 members. This is a smaller number because this is going to be more of a hands-on working implementation group. They will be implementing the payment reform until such time as they expire, and then that should be working pretty well and can be spun off to one of these other organizations. But it just works a little better if you have a smaller group of people when you're making day-to-day implementation decisions. And the timelines in this bill are pretty aggressive, so we need people that are going to be able to be there, show up, plan to do work, and, you know, are not just feeling like they're advisory on occasion when they might be able to show up.
And they're gonna, this group has hired an executive director?
Yes.
And is it anticipated that these, it's likely that these would be the chairs of the committees?
There has been actually no discussion about that.
Okay.
The discussion that took place when we negotiated this was balance. And so, you know, there's two commissioners and two legislators. There's then six other members, and it's two, two, and two. So the idea was that no one in the legislative process, not that anybody's brought this up, but no one should feel like the implementation of this is going to be political or directed by one body or the other, or, you know, that we're just passing this and turning it over to somebody else that's got another agenda.
Thoughts by committee members? And maybe just review quickly what the tasks are here so that people have a good sense of. Transformation Commission. Responsibilities and Commissions is on page 51. And the commission shall elect a chair from among its members.
So, as I said earlier, very generally, that one of the major tasks is to implement the payment reform. So they would be making uniform definitions for baskets of care so that when consumers are looking at those things, they'd be comparing apples to apples. They would be creating the mechanism and accepting bids from healthcare providers and healthcare systems for the total cost of care. And trying to translate them into comparable form. They would be making sure that providers participating in the payment system receive technical assistance if they need it or want it, or contracting to provide that technical assistance. There would be methods for monitoring, measuring, and evaluating effectiveness of the payment restructuring system and making adjustments if it's needed. Then they would be instructed to consult with different players in the system as the payment reform goes forward. Then the other thing that they would be doing is coordinating the work of the Healthcare Valuing Reporting Organization, the Health Benefit Design Advisory Committee, and the Health Technology Advisory Committee. And these would actually be under the Healthcare Transformation Commission until the commission would expire. They would monitor the work of the Minnesota Health Insurance Exchange and make sure that the things that these other groups are doing that would feed into the health exchange are happening. And then the last thing they would do is make recommendations to the legislature about any mid-course corrections that would be needed. They will be monitoring the cost containment and the reduction of healthcare spending, and if they feel that it's not progressing the way we are anticipating it to progress, they could make mid-course correction recommendations to the legislature.
That's what I thought.
Question by members.
Good to go.
Has this been, Senator Berger, has this been delicate? Was this a bone of contention, the makeup of this thing? Or has this been vetted quite a bit? Or is this something you really want members here to think quite a bit about as to what would make sense? Or has this been vetted pretty hard by all the stakeholders involved in the federal stuff?
Well, I did go through government operations. You know, I think the main thing about the Transformation Commission is the important points here are, one, to make sure that there's some direct accountability back to the legislature, and having legislators on it is to help accomplish that.
And members who just came in, it's three members by the House and the Senate, but only one legislator. So there would be two non-legislative appointments from each House.
And then, you know, making sure there was balance in the makeup of the commission.
Okay, I'm not trying to force anything here. I just want to give members time to kind of catch their breath and think through this, because this is going to be a big deal, all this.
Mr. Chairman, the only thing that occurred to me is with one senator, there would only be a senator from one caucus. If we had two senators, we could have a senator from each caucus. I don't know if that's a big deal with this commission or not, but I'm looking for input back to groups and caucuses.
We only think there's one senator who would be willing to sit through all the meetings, though, I think, Senator Berglund.
This is going to be a working group.
Yes, this will be a working group. This is not an advisory group,
right,
or a policy group. And honestly, I mean, I don't know how many people are really willing to do this. Even with the commission and the task force that we had times when legislators weren't there. So, I mean, it's not a big deal to me. I don't really care how many are on there, as long as we can keep the balance we have with the governor on this.
Keep it small.
But keeping it small and having people who will show up were two important factors. Because this is one of those things where if you miss a few meetings and certain things have been done, it's not like everybody's going to want to sit there and catch everybody up in order to get them to the point where they can be monitoring the next decision.
Mr. Chairman, as this goes out of here, could we have kind of a caveat that if Senator Senjum talks to our caucus and see if we have a caucus member or two in our caucus that would be willing to make that commitment, that Senator Berglund would be open to that suggestion for a discussion as this bill moves along?
I'm happy to keep discussing whatever we need to discuss.
Okay. And I take it what you would, if we did go that course, your recommendation would be as we put two legislators on from each house and then one public member from each house, rather than make the thing bigger, would be your thought, or not necessarily?
I would want to have some discussion with the administration before I would make a commitment.
Yeah.
Julie was supposed to be over here.
So the administration, the balance, they may not care so much if it's a bunch of legislators, but they do care if it's more House or Senate appointments, would be your sense. They would be concerned about that, perhaps.
Well, and, you know, this isn't just a political operation. We do want people on this group who understand the payment reform and are committed to helping make sure it works properly. Because the Transformation Commission is the only group on this page that will be implementing payment reform in the early years of it.
Other thoughts by members?
Senator Berglund, Mr. Chair.
I have a suggestion, however. Senator Fredrickson, if you have somebody from your caucus that really wants to be on this, they can be on it. I don't need to be on it. This isn't for me to be on it. This is to have accountability back to the legislature.
We'll go too fast. don't give Senator Sedgwick any ideas.
I'll leave the tease off on him. Senator Berglund, this is a fairly intensive task commission, right?
Mm-hmm.
In terms of meetings and,
mm-hmm.
I mean, this is,
mm-hmm.
to me, it's almost like a functional department of healthcare transformation, at least in the early,
mm-hmm.
in the early stages. So
mm-hmm.
the commitment to this
is very aggressive. The work will need to be done, boom, 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 and it needs to be done well. So, you know, it's one of those things that we do need people that are willing to actually put in the time. And that's why we didn't make it too heavy on the legislative side.
Mr. Chair, and Senator Berglund, would this be the commission that sort of has their hand on the throttle of this whole thing to make sure it's working well and
yes.
when it needs fuel, it gets fuel, and
yes.
when it's got too much, you back off a little bit?
Yes.
Okay. You know, there was talk this morning about, you know, what do we do if this thing goes south, so to speak? And I guess, you know, we're not going to anticipate that happens, but this is the group that really kind of holds
mm-hmm.
us together and
mm-hmm.
makes it work, as I understand it. So it is a fairly intensive effort, commitment.
Noticed here, Mr. Watson noticed that for that legislative member, per diem is not allowed, apparently.
I don't know. I mean,
the commission member cannot be compensated for commission activities except for actual expenses. So I'm wondering if you shouldn't allow per diem for that member.
We never talked about not allowing it. I'm sure it's.
I think what do we need to clear for that member? Because if that person, whoever that legislator is.
Chairman, Senator Berglund, do you recall the reason for saying that the members not be compensated? Because otherwise they would get there. I think it's $55 a day under 15.0575, and the legislators would get there 96 or 66. So apparently there was a decision that nobody was to get any compensation.
Mr. Lights, to the table and help me with this. I have no idea why this was drafted this way.
So it was not amended.
Our discussion did not get into the weeds as deeply.
Mr. Chair, I think that's accurate. I don't know that we ever had a specific discussion.
I would suggest that we delete shall not be compensated. Just leave the one sentence. Expenses shall be compensated in accordance with 150575. Sir Cohen, would you want to move that? So the deletion of the first sentence on 51.2 and 51.3. Okay, on the Cohen, Senator Bach. On the Cohen amendment, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion adopted. Senator Bach.
Senator Bergman, how is this commission going to be staffed?
They're going to be able to hire an executive director.
Did he say that in here?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
More than an executive director?
Well, at this point, we're not sure. Some of the functions could be contracted for. This organization doesn't last forever, Senator Bach. So,
but they got a lot of work on the front end, and that requires some staffing.
The idea is that there would be professional staff. The idea also is that you don't just create a new bureaucracy that goes on forever.
I see a sunset on the commission.
It gets $20 million. Doesn't this commission get $20 million to operate?
For the entire time.
Oh, for how many years is that? That's 4 years or so?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So roughly $5 million a year to operate.
Yeah, it might not be evenly spread across that time, but...
Where is that, the staffing language, Senator? Can you see that quickly here? I saw that this morning. I don't see it now.
On the bottom of 51.
Mr. Watson?
Mr. Chairman, on the bottom of page 51, paragraph D, talks about the commission contracting with other organizations and entities to carry out its duties.
I actually, this morning in taxes, saw the words hire an executive director somewhere, I thought.
Well, I thought it was in here too.
The exchange has an executive director, but I'm not so sure we know what it is.
Perhaps it's the health exchange that has an executive director. This might not be clear, but the intention is to have professional staff assisting this healthcare transformation commission.
Well, I think that's something financial. Senator Cohen's committee can look at it. But I think maybe I saw executive director for that. Page 48. Yeah, that's maybe where I saw that. So anyhow, that's maybe an area Senator Cohen's committee will be looking at. So, okay, on the makeup then of the legislators, are we comfortable with this? With the caveat? That if there's further discussion of this, of another member, legislative member, that we maybe would all be open to that. Okay, so Senator Frederickson moves, I don't know if you want to move the whole bill, are you? Senator Frederickson moves that Senate file 3090 as amended. 3099 as amended be recommended to pass and re-referred to the Committee on Finance. Further discussion.
Not all bad, to be quiet.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion.